Exercise 5, page 70.
Good afternoon and welcome to the lecture. My name is Wendy Spatsky and I'm the chairperson of the York Urban Gardening Society. I'm here today to talk about urban gardening and hopefully to encourage you all to join the society and take up urban gardening yourself. Firstly, what does urban gardening actually involve? Well, it's all about the growing of fruits and vegetables in cities and towns. And although urban gardens might look nice, we're not concerned with presentation. Instead, we grow food to either eat ourselves, as is normally the case, or sell to others to eat. Some urban gardeners use their front or back lawns, while others use roof gardens. It's even possible to practice urban gardening without soil through a technique called hydroponics. This involves growing plants in water that is enriched with nutrients. The growing of fruits and vegetables in urban areas has existed for centuries. In modern times, urban gardening was widely practiced during the First and Second World Wars in the UK, USA, and Canada. Governments encouraged families in cities and towns to keep vegetable patches in their private gardens. These patches were called victory gardens, and they were very successful because they reduced pressure on the public food supply. Today, urban gardening is more popular than ever before, with an estimated 800 million people practicing urban gardening worldwide. In Havana, Cuba, for instance, it is part of the national identity. Here, most citizens practice organoponics, the local system of urban organic farming that usually involves filling concrete walls with soil to grow various fruits and vegetables. Amazingly, organoponics produces 90% of the fruits and vegetables consumed in the city. In England, urban gardening hasn't become as popular as this yet, but individuals and communities around the country are certainly beginning to show interest. But why, you might be asking yourself, would anyone want to grow their own food rather than buy fruit and vegetables from the local supermarket? Well, there are a number of reasons. Personally, I was brought up on a rural farm and came to the city in my early 20s, so urban farming lets me reconnect with the countryside. Most people, though, practice urban gardening for more practical reasons, particularly to save money. It's estimated that lower-income families in urban areas in Britain use around 50% of their money to buy food each year. Produce from urban gardening can lessen that burden considerably. Also, many people practice urban gardening for health or environmental reasons. They like the fact that they can choose not to spray the food they will eat with harmful chemicals, for instance. Urban gardening does require knowing quite a lot about horticulture, but this is where the Urban Gardening Society can help. We organise meetings once a week where we share tips with each other, and we also have a variety of tools and gardening books for members to borrow. Also, for any new urban gardeners, we provide a free service that will test the quality of your soil. In urban areas, soil contamination can be a problem, so these tests are necessary before you can start planting. Before you leave, please pick up a leaflet from the back of the room. In it, you'll find more information about the society as well as an email address so you can contact us with any questions. Thanks for listening.